Inexplicably restored from the non-pro clip keeper's vault, the Lazy Foley Players present to you this uncut, unedited, unproduced piece of unprofessional pulp. A creepy little tale called Death Howls by Moonrise.
They were two people going for a friendly visit, a pleasant weekend in the mountains, but it turned into a howling nightmare that ended in death. Strange and fantastic!
Dusk was setting fast over the Adirondack Mountain. Damn it. Desk! Sorry, I had a peanut in my tooth. Dusk was settling fast over the Adirondack Mountains as Ben and Ginny Burns neared their destination, the cabin of Fulton Duane.
From all I've heard about Fulton Duane, I am rather anxious to meet him.
Well, at college, he was always reading up on some obscure subject. Fulton was brilliant, but he studied everything except his courses, and finally was busted out of college.
How long has he had this cabin in the mountains?
Why, he only built it last year. His brother, Archie, did I lose it?
Yeah, bring it down an octave.
Bring it down a little bit.
You're just hold like back. Going up higher and higher.
Hey, it's movie house. It's the movie house.
Yeah, just, you know, if you're going to go full on Jimmy Stewart, yeah. Do full on Jimmy Stewart.
While you star and go over there and obscure subject.
Why, he only built it last year. His brother, Artie, seems to think he shouldn't stay up here alone. He implied that Fulton was sick. He wants me to persuade him to come home.
That's all over the place.
No, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
It's like eight different voices.
Right. You were slipping into your announcer almost.
Yeah. I would say try and be less
Mr.
Like,
Moneybags.
Bad.
Yeah, less Mr. Moneybags.
Less bad? Less terrible?
No, just less Mr. Moneybags and more like just think college prep kind of.
I like Moneybags. I like Moneybags. Just consistent Moneybags.
I also like bags of money.
Well, at college he was always reading up. Why he only built it last year.
Add a little bit more quarterback to it.
Less Sean Connery.
Let's
see. More Princeton, less Harvard. Or more Rutgers, less Harvard.
Well, at college, he was always reading up on some obscure subject. Fulton was brilliant, but he studied everything except his courses and was finally busted out of college.
Do we want to do that whole opening again?
That'd be really weird.
After the narrator.
Because
Ben's suffering something of an identity crisis between those two lines.
Between the
what two lines? Ben? Yeah, that was the only line.
Oh, that was his first line.
Yeah.
My bad.
Right. So we'll just have to take it from there again.
Sorry.
Well, at college, he was always reading up on some obscure subject. Fulton was brilliant, but he studied everything except his courses and was finally busted out of college.
How long has he had this cabin in the mountains?
Why, he only built it last year. His brother, Artie, seems to think he shouldn't stay up here alone. He implied that Fulton was sick. He wants me to persuade him to come away.
It was a strange fate that brought the young couple to the little town of Otter Lake on the very night of a bright, full moon.
Look at those men! They all have guns! What's going on?
Looks like they're after somebody. Hey, you, where's everyone going with guns?
After a wolf. Last month, and the moon was full, a wolf killed a woman on the other side of the lake. It disappeared, but now the full moon's again, so we... It disappeared, but now the moon is full again, and we heard the wolf howl last night.
So that's it! Could you tell us the way to Fulton Duane's cabin?
That's out there on our lake road, about a mile. You'll see the lights. Some say he stays up all night with the lights burning. Odd one he is. You watch yourself with that wolf in the Luth.
That's sort of funny. A wolf around here? I thought there weren't any wolves left in the Adirondacks.
I'd have said so too, but I also didn't think there were any cowboys in the Adirondacks, so what do I know? Anyways, they must know what they're looking for.
And so, after a short but winding journey, they pull up to a dreary-looking cabin in the woods.
Well, if Fulton Dwayne is anything like his cabin, he must be a character. And from what that man said, I guess we're not the only ones who think so.
There he is in the window.
The happy couple enters the rustic cabin.
I'm certainly glad to meet you, Jenny. Ben always had an eye for pretty girls.
Thank you! My, this is some cabin you have, and all these stuffed and mounted animals.
How do you feel, Fulton? I saw your brother last week, Artie. He seemed quite concerned about your health, Artie did.
Why, I've never felt better. But then, you know, Art. Always making something out of nothing.
Can you do that line a little the way
less
you did
breathy?
The first? Yeah.
Why, I've never felt better. But then, you know, Art. Always making something out of nothing.
He seems to think that your staying here in the woods all alone wasn't too good for you. He wanted me to persuade you to come back to New York.
Why, that's nonsense! I read here, as you can see, and I study and reflect. And these animals, well, a man must have some company.
They give me the creeps.
All these books. What subject are you off on now? What's this? Lycanthropy through the ages. Huh, lycanthropy. Whatever that is. Fulton, you always did pick topics with big titles.
This is something new for me.
I had it right the first time. Damn it! Janet!
This is something new for me. I got interested in it abroad, but it's not a new topic.
It's weirdly detailed, alright?
Aren't you scared with that wolf someplace on the loose? The one that killed that woman?
Yes! There was a woman killed last month. But that wolf business sounds like a lot of rot to me.
Then, after a short while...
Beautiful the moon rising, Ginny. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Beautiful the moon rising. Ginny, let me show you the lake by the moonlight. Ben, you must be tired from driving. How about fixing us a drink? Everything's in the kitchen. Will only be a moment.
I could stand a short one, but watch him, Ginny. He's always been a lady killer in college.
Really, Ben, if you don't mind, I'd just as soon...
Certainly don't believe that fool story about the wolf. My stuffed animals will keep you company, Ben, old boy.
Very comforting, Fulton. Yes.
And so... Fulton Dwayne escorts Ginny outside, leaving Ben alone.
Quite a place Fulton has here. Wonder what this lycanthropy is Fulton's been reading about. Let's see, huh? Lycanthropy is a pathological condition of a man who believes he could become an animal, a werewolf, in order to satisfy his lust to kill, to terrify. He can, or seems to, transform himself into a raging wolf. Well, of all the fool things to study, the sufferer of this condition, it is true, may be only the innocent victim of his own affected imagination. What is this? Sounds dangerous to fool around with. Dwayne is too smart to really believe. That's a wolf howling! And Ginny's out there! This door, it's locked! I don't know how to unlock it! I've got to get to her!
Help, Ben! Help me!
I'm coming, Ginny! Hold on!
With a burst of strength, Ben breaks down the door, only to
I'm really strong!
It's a tough drawer. Door. That they keep the key in. Yeah. Which he gets. He pulls out the key and unlocks the door, only to see a dark wolf-like figure attacking Ginny.
She'll be killed! Oh, Ginny, if only I'm not too late!
Ben somehow chases the werewolf away?
One more time.
Damn it, you put a question mark in the teleprompter.
I think it's intentional.
Stand by.
No, I need to ask. The
yeah,
question mark
it's
is from the,
there.
Okay, so this is gag. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ben somehow chases the werewolf away?
He's gone. Ginny, are you all right? I'll get you back to the cabin. Where is Fulton? Isn't he with you? I have lots of questions about Fulton.
Oh, Ben, we were by the lake in the moonlight.
Uh-huh, checks out.
We started back. Suddenly, I was alone. And then that horrible creature howled, and I scratched the wolf's face with my fingernails. They must have gashed deep. That's when you came up.
I should have never let you go with a wolf around here somewhere.
Hey, what happened to Jenny?
No. Really? We're gonna go with that?
But I think you should use a character's voice because that sounded like
it's a random guy walk.
I should have never let you go with the wolf around here somewhere.
Oh, what happened to Jenny?
Fulton, where did you go? Didn't you see the wolf?
A fine lot of protection you are, Fulton.
But I'm going to turn my back for a second.
Oh, let's hurry. The wolf may come back.
Back inside the cabin, the three discuss the terror of what just happened.
You know you locked the door behind you.
How forgetful of me. I must have left the double catch on.
You know how hard it was to find the key in the drawer that was stuck? Very difficult. The narrator was tripping over everything. It was very, very complicated.
I'm sorry. I get awkward around people.
Ben, look! His face! As though...
Yes, Fulton's face. As though slashed by fingernails. Fingernails like the ones you have at the end of your fingers. Those slashes on your face. This reading about werewolves. What's the meaning of this, Fulton?
Oh, was I not supposed to gasp? Werewolves? That's just something I've been studying about.
Dwayne, you're sick. Dangerously ill.
I'm as normal as you are. Those scratches, I must have gotten them from branches in the woods.
Here, give me that telephone. Hello, Sheriff? The wolf? Yes, out there.
I'm going to try to do that quick, but I got to not laugh.
Here, give me that telephone. Hello, Sheriff? The wolf? Yes, out at the Duane cabin.
Ben, what are you doing calling the police without even dialing? They'll come out here!
Certainly you don't think I'll let this go unreported after that beast attacked Jenny.
But the wolf, it will end just these poor mounted creatures. I must go to him. They'll come with their guns.
Fulton, you are ill. Come back. He's gone.
Ben tried his best, but it was too late, for Fulton had already escaped outside.
Ben, let's get away from here. He's dangerous, can't you see? Something has snapped inside of him.
To see what was once a rational person and the best rugby player I ever knew become like this. We were both on a rugby team. It's a little bit of backstory I didn't tell you. It's sad. But we'd better go, and quickly.
Oh, rugby is terrifying, Ben. There at the door. There at the door. The wolf.
Get back, Jenny.
Oh, Ben, if only we'd left.
Grrr.
Ginny, the gun over the fireplace. What accent am I doing that? Ginny, the gun over the fireplace.
Grrr.
Bang!
Ow!
Oh!
Ginny, you hit him. Good girl.
Oh, I had to. Oh, how awful.
I can't see him. He's escaped out the door, but there's a couple of cars out there now, and the men are shooting into the woods.
It's a good thing you called the police. They'll sure finish him.
Yep, calling the police is always a good idea.
We came as fast as we could. Are you hurt badly?
What?
It was a long ride out here to this cabin. And we came as fast as we could. Are you hurt?
Were you
badly?
Were you doing Kegels inside the car when you were driving? I mean, what?
I have a glandular condition. We're out here in the middle of the Adirondacks. We don't have a lot of calls like this. Nobody really has emergencies, so I'm not used to this. Please, just tell me. Are you okay? Do I need to call an ambulance? Because those guys are going to take a long time, believe me.
We have to back off a little bit from the mic, although that's really good.
Alrighty then.
No, we're not hurt. Did you get him?
Well, we saw the wolf come from the cabin.
You're not a sheriff.
Oh, sheriff? I saw.
Yeah. Yeah. You speak when you're spoken to, deputy cowboy. I deputize the cowboys around these parts sometimes. Yeah, calm down, miss. Yeah. None of your hysterionics right now.
I shot a wolf
sheriff,
in the face.
Sheriff, oh. Sheriff. Sheriff, we're all... I don't know where my accent's going now, but we are...
It's okay.
We may have gotten sure. Hysterical southernness. I'm so sorry.
It happens. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no! You
it's
killed
okay.
Bolton!
Wait, no.
Go. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang wait. On.
Yes.
Okay. We shot. We saw him running from the cabin, and we took a shot at him. He must have fallen in those bushes where the holy crap, there's a lot of men over there.
Yep.
I didn't realize we had
Sheriff,
that many men.
Sheriff, come quick.
Oh. I'll be right there. The sheriff, Ben and Ginny are ushered over to a small clump of bushes a short distance away, where a freshly culled body lies.
It's a man.
Good heavens! It's Fulton Dwayne!
Incredible.
Thus the terrible episode ended for Ben and Ginny Burns. But for them, a full moon was ever after a symbol of dread, telling that, to this day, there is strange truth in the legend of the werewolf.
Death Howls by Moonrise is a non-productive production, adapted from a comic by Maurice Gutworth and George Appel, originally published in 1951's The Hand of Fate, number 8, adapted for the radio by Frank Ablawi, with Pete Monty as your narrator and sheriff, Nate Schoonover as Ginny, Al Baldino as Fulton, A.J. Ingersoll as Deputy Cowboy, and Frank Ablawi as Ben and your announcer.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Ablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.